The book is coming along nicely. When the weather is good, I usually write out on the terrace exposed to creation. It does wonders for the soul.
The sky is clear. The sun shines bright. On days like these, when nature is bursting with joy, I rediscover the meaning of inspiration. So many thoughts and emotions, so many images and sounds, come all at once too quickly to write them down. How I wish you could know the feeling.
When my book is done, I'll make sure the first copy is sent to you. I kiss your ladyship's hand, Pietro Bembo.
The Marchesa has been skulking around the palace lately. We've been surprisingly civil, though I wish her business here would end soon. Between keeping my eye on her and tending to my court, I've scarcely had the chance to breathe. But when I have time to be alone, I think of you and the words and ideas we share. I await every letter with great anticipation. So many secrets to tell you, so many things I've yet to learn. I find I'm counting the days till you return to share with you what I'm feeling. But perhaps you could give me a foretaste of this mysterious work of yours. Awaiting your reply, your Duchess of Ferrara.
It's a Neoplatonic dialogue.
About perfect love, yes.
Among a group of Asselini courtiers.
And what conclusions have they come to?
The perfect form of love is holy and divine, transcendent of the flesh and lasts forever. Love where two souls ring and their harmonies combine with the music of the spheres they sing together. Can you imagine,
I can't imagine
a kind of love like
is
that?
Possible?
A love without condition or restraint.
I'm certain that you'd have to be an angel or a saint for love so freeing.
But I believe it still can start in an ordinary heart and push beyond the reaches of our being. Like sparks inside a glistening jewel, fiery sparks that catch into a flame. Our hearts are like that glistening jewel, and looking into yours, you'd find the same.
My jewel, I'm afraid to say, has been 3 years of anguish made impure. But certain embers found a way to feebly keep alight and thus endure. The remnants of a past love, my memories of him, a sad reminder that at last love's fire grows cold, grows dim.
I find it hard to believe it could ever be extinguished from you.
Fire and flame?
Indeed.
I see beneath the flaws, the faults and imperfections, a strong and brightly shining point appearing. It serves to light the way as you strike in new directions, and the clouds that dim your sight will soon be clearing. Can you imagine
how do you know
a new
this?
Beginning?
How can you know this?
The life you long to live is rich and whole. A life that elevates your mind and soul beyond mere duty.
A fire, perhaps I might take the chance to reignite, to know again the face of love and beauty. Our letters have become quite intimate. I wish to continue at our present candor, but we must be careful. To that end, this henceforth shall be my name. F.F.
F.F.
I think it's cryptic enough.
I yield to your ladyship's wisdom.
Please hurry back. The There's so much I wish to speak with you about.
I will return as soon as I can.
A blessed thing to find someone to share your heart. I'm carried away and inspired by the freedom I feel in this wondrous conversation.
Why do I feel I can trust you?
No need to feign or pretend. I pray this meeting of spirits will never end. I commend myself to your favor.
I'm your humble and loving servant.
Your Pietro.
Your Lucre. Your friend.